And welcome, y'all, to the Sour Hour, baby. If you got that fire, then fire it up, boy. It's your boy, the leader of the Kush Empire. That be me, Los, my brother, next to me, Honcho, hybrid, Honcho. vice versa, whatever you want to do. Multi-stranded, multifaceted, iron lungs.
Yeah.
No breath deficiency over here, kid. Experienced lungs.
Don DeMarco.
This episode is sponsored by GMO cookies yet again.
I thought you was about to say Al Capone.
this is my Griselda shit. this is my what's that nigga name? That nigga that be with Bronson.
Big body.
you hate excellence. You hate click clack pow.
Yeah, that sounds just like him, bro.
He be saying, "I love war." I love.
Have you ever had blood on your Timberlands? He just say some of the most.
You ever chipped a tooth in a fight?
Yeah,
and you won.
Yeah, bro, that sounds just like him, bro.
I'm from bullies. That's the street name. Bullies. But we're not here for that. Because we ain't chose violence today.
Right.
We chose that tree. That Mary J.
Yeah.
That ooh-wee, that sticky icky. If you will.
It's that hour.
It is that hour. And I'm already preloaded, pre-medicated, if you will. Okay, all right now. But I will say, it's been a pleasure, man. This is episode 8. It's been a pleasure. My man, Hybrid. We didn't rock it out. It's been a good little project, man. What you think about it so far?
Man, it's been great, bro.
Season one, looking back, what you think?
Man, it's coming into it. I didn't know what to expect, bro, but we seen some great things. We had some great laughs. We had some great guests. It's been amazing. That's all I can say. It's been dope as hell.
Nice. Yeah. We're lit, man. We're lit. That being motherfucking said.
Got right back into it.
Right. I think you saw I gave you a break, right? I was like, all right, I'm gonna chill out, bro. Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna fucking leave it.
Right, I'm about to go to Wall Street. We'll Wall Street back for a little bit.
I'm gonna fucking leave it.
Oh my god.
Alright, shebang a bang, nigga. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Red balls, it'll get you drunk.
Yo. Los is in that bag right now.
Red balls, it'll get you drunk. I'm actually just preloaded on like maybe 4 glasses of orange soda. That's all it is. It's really all it is.
I ain't gonna tell you what.
You know what I mean? I burped and all that sugar came up. I was like, oh, Shazam, nigga.
I'm ready.
I was looking around like, sheesh.
Yo, man.
Anywho.
Hey, man, you guys. You should have your joints, blunts rolled. Everything should be rolled up at this point. It should be lit, in fact.
Listen, you see the ticker. If you got that fire, then fire it up. You feel me? That being said, we know Devon's situation. You know what I mean? He can't really, you know, medicate inside the house currently. So here at the B2B studios over here, Sour Hour Studios. We're gonna let it for you.
Right up for your player. For one player to another player.
Oh, thank you. For one player to another player. I've been pimping since pimping been pimping.
Ain't nobody say a near nada like you say that near nada.
That nigga said pimp down, pimp in distress.
Bro. Oh, classic. Mm. Where was your antennas? Bro had the mannequin on top of him.
He said, oh, Damon. Stop, players, get down. All right, sorry, y'all. You know, you gotta be. Sometimes you gotta let shit happen. You know what I mean? Niggas
gonna mm-hmm.
But let the shit get sparked first before we get into, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. PSA. I do get medicated before the show and after the show. So I'm still with y'all in spirit, man.
Mm. But you're not, though. All right. So, number one, peep the aesthetic. You had the aesthetic up here for a while now. Yeah, shimmy. Nice little tomahawk right there. I'm loving that. This is like some, I don't know what that is, but it's steak fries, you know, like a good steak fry. You playing that music, boy? You playing that music. All right, we ain't going to fuck with you. But you got some juicy ass chicken right here, boy.
Oh, my God.
Look at that thing. Look at that thing. Caramelized and flattened. Pounding the chicken.
Oh,
putting the ingredients list. Oh, that's handy.
Okay.
Mixing it up, making a little paste.
Mm. Beautiful cuts.
Mm-hmm. Tenderizer and all that.
Mm-hmm. Let that thing sizzle.
Oh, you paste. Oh, he's basting it very lovely.
That's
very
love.
Good base.
That's love. Oh.
That's, man. I don't know what you're gonna do with those, but that's love.
Oh,
that's love.
That's yeah, love. You're right. I want to know what he about to do. What are you gonna do with that?
Fuck cares. That shit was delicious.
that's gonna get a I'm gonna give that a 9, bro.
You starting off generous today, boy.
Yeah, because I would give him a 10 if I saw like the finished product, see what he about to do with it. But you saw the juice just, oh my God.
Okay, yeah. All right, fair enough. I'm gonna give him a 7. I don't think it was a 9 worthy. I'm gonna give him a 7 though.
You're a tough one, man.
I am a tough cook. I'm a tough cookie to crack. I'm a Simon Cowell of the Sour Hour shit. Nigga, you gonna you want to know how to impress me, nigga? Drown a fish, nigga. That's how you impress me, nigga.
Trying to fish.
That's how you impress me, nigga. Go ahead. Anywho, peep the aesthetic. This looks like a Pokemon over here. Look at this shit over here. What this nigga making? It's like some Russian shit. What are these? Tortellinis? Pierogies? What are those shits? Okay. Got the little oil. Chopped them up. Mad butter. Okay, I like that. Mushrooms. Okay. Chop them up. Okay. A little parsley. A little salt. Okay. That's pasta, right? Okay. It's like a mushroom kind of cream of mushroom sauce.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give that a 7.3.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. And you know how I feel about mushrooms, but
yeah. I'm gonna be hypercritical today. Not hypercritical. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be really on my shit today.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna step it up. I'm ready.
I'm gonna be on my shit today because I want to see what we really gonna be doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to get really into the bag. This looks good. This looks really good. This looks great. I'm tight right now. My blunt is fucking up.
Oh man!
But show must go on. Some of my joints be tight. Some of my joints be fucked up.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm gonna get high up. Shout out to the spitter. All right. But anywho, back on regularly scheduled programming. Peep the aesthetic here. I'm liking these a lot. Yeah. I like it a lot. All right, so So peep this shit out. Look at this. Beautifully scored.
Whoa.
Good melody.
Mm.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at that. He made that shit dry. Oh, oh, that looks very sexy. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Pick it up.
Oh, he's different.
Oh. Wrap it up.
He's different.
Straight to the spot. Oh. Yo, there's something about these outdoor dudes, bro. It's something about them.
You didn't have to do all that. Player.
Oh.
Yeah, he got to get some off the strength.
Yeah, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's that was
an eight. That's an eight.
Yeah, that's the eight for sure. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. That's lovely. Oh, he didn't even have to get funky like that.
Yeah. And guess what? We're going to double down with my mans. We're going to go right back to him.
Okay. Okay.
Because he got something out there. He got the aesthetic already planned out. He got the husky in the background. You feel me? Like he already he's a real thoughtful guy. He's already planning this shit out.
Oh. Yo, his chop game is different.
Look at that. giving the avocado a nice orange zest to it. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what bread is that? Is that rye?
Nah, I ain't, bro. That's something different.
Uh-oh.
Mm. His chop game elite. Chop game elite.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Look at that big ass sandwich.
Yeah, that looked like a tough bite.
It's a man versus it's a double XL sandwich. That's why. This shit is intense, dog. I'm going to give you an 8, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give him a 7.5. It's just a little too intense for me. I don't know, man.
Don't be scared now, boy. He's scared to go to church.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You ain't jacking
but
it?
I ain't gonna lie. The avocado with the zest, with the orange zest.
That's now we thinking with this now. You know what I'm saying? We're thinking with this now. You know what I'm saying? That's top level chefery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's different. That's different.
I ain't never had no orange testing. Orange tasting avocados, guac and shit. Orange zest guac. That's different. It's different. It's different.
Yeah.
Peep the aesthetic though. Look at this biscuit, all honey glazed and glistening.
Oh man. I love a good biscuit.
If you're watching your blood pressure and your cholesterol, you need to keep scrolling. Because today I'm spilling the tea on how to make this mac and cheese burger. The first thing I do is break one onion and add some garlic and mustard into my ground beef, as well as some W sauce. And then season with salt and pepper. Because you can never have enough cheese, I'm adding cheese inside my patty. Because nothing goes to waste around here. I have some leftover mac and cheese, so this is what I use to make my bun. The first thing you want to do is coat your mac and cheese bun into the flour, and then into the beaten egg, and then into the panko. And then sear your hamburger until your desired doneness. And yes, I added more cheese. Now in some hot oil, you want to fry your mac and cheese buns until they're nice and golden brown, just like this. Hear me when I say this mac and cheese bun was everything. If you haven't made my mac and cheese recipe, you definitely should, because it went viral in 2020. This by far is the most fattening thing I've ever made, and I think my TV was trying to tell me something.
Don't eat that shit.
If you're watching your blood pressure and your cholesterol.
Don't eat that shit.
Yeah.
Don't eat that shit.
That just,
If she had made them a little thinner, I might have entertained it a little bit more.
Right.
Ass buns. I'm cool. With it.
Yeah, I'm cool off that. I'm gonna give her a 6.
Six? I'm gonna give her a 2. That's the most I was OD fattening, bro. Are we for real? Like, yeah, what's the real chance that somebody actually eats that though?
Right. That's cholesterol, bro. That's insane. Like, I couldn't go to. I would feel weird going to bed after eating that. Like,
right.
I wouldn't feel right.
Mm-mm. All right. So bet. Let's see what else we got here. Got a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
Crab Ragoon's here. Vegan cheesesteak? Okay.
Oh.
Did he actually make it though? Okay. We're getting into it. Nice seasoning. Mm-hmm. Proper. Season it proper. Mm-hmm. 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 Nice mix up. Nice dough. Okay, let that thing rise though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But I wait. Like the light. Wait.
Hold on, what you seeing? What the seen? Fuck?
What is that? What did he just make? Wait a minute. Did he just make that? What did he just make that shit out of? Dough? Go back.
Hold on, Will.
This is vegan.
Okay, okay.
All right. It looked like chicken. It's not chicken. Hold on.
That bread looks beautiful.
It's okay. This is the seasoning. Okay. Seasoning. More seasoning. Beautiful seasoning. Mixing it up. Looks like some kind of oils. Some kind of wet liquids. That makes it that. You put that in there with some French onions and shit. And then it cooks into that. But what is... It ain't nothing but some...
Bro, flour. What?
And that is what that is. Is it...
That's gonna feel like you're eating air.
My thing is, what the fuck is it? Somebody at the bottom, please get this. What is this shit?
Yeah, please. We need.
It looked good, but what the? It ain't good. Meat. So what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it came from just like. I don't know, man.
I can't even rate that, to be honest with you. I need more details, bro.
Need more context?
Yeah.
I
can't even rate it.
Let me see what we got here. Let's check this shit out. Peep this aesthetic. Oh. Strawberry cannolis. That looks crazy.
Come on, man.
You got a... Fresco melt, steak and shakes, Thousand Island, ketchup, Worcester. Why can't nobody say Worcester sauce? It's not that hard.
Bro,
chopping that bacon up, mixing it in with the patty. Okay. See what we doing, player. Smash burger.
I've never seen that.
That's genius.
I never seen like chop the bacon. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, you give me. Oh, kinds of cheeses.
Double up.
Oh, my God. Decadent. That's a nice smash burger right there. That's a nice smash burger right there, boy.
That's bringing me back to my childhood, bro.
That's nice. That's real nice. Yeah.
That's a grandmama style burger, man.
Yeah. Grandma made those burgers. I would never eat out. Grandma made burgers like this every day. We used to have the burgers that used to, you know, the Eddie Murphy shit that used to go around the bun and shit. Nah, I don't want this shit. Next level.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's insane.
To chop up the bacon and mix it in with the ground beef, that's...
Yo, I've never seen that. Never. Bro,
increíble,
never man.
It. Increíble.
I'm giving that a 9.
I'm going to give it 8.7.
Yeah. It's
nice.
That was... I'm trying that, bro. The bacon with the ground beef? Oh, man.
Facts. Let's see this. Peep the aesthetic. Hey, looking nice.
Oh, okay, I see that.
Porterhouse, aka New York Strip skewers, fire dogs. Oh, what's this? Okay, score it. Okay, I thought he's gonna score it. Never mind. He gonna slice it up, tenderize it. Cheese, Cheese in there. Roll it up. Roll it up the cheese. You should be rolling up too if you're not now. Skewering them things up. Season them nice.
Season.
With the cilantro.
Let's all wash this money through the laundromat.
Look at it. Nice little red onion. Oh, la piña. That's the key right there. Right there, that is the game changer right there. Yeah. That salsa, that is the game. Oh, with the lemon zest. That's the game changer. That's what makes it a 9.5. That's what makes a 9.5 right there.
He knows something.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, let it spread like love.
Look at that.
Oh,
nice little mango salsa covering. Oh Lord, you did it. You done did it, Biggs.
You done did it.
That's a nine.
That's a nine. Yeah, that's a nine.
For sure. God himself. Or herself.
Oh, God.
Whoever self.
Whoever.
Let me see.
Man, listen, man.
Let me see what we got. Huh?
We got to take this show on the road, bro.
It's facts. No, we definitely going to do that. We ain't going to get into it. We're going to get into it. That's season two. We ain't going to get into it. But check out the aesthetic, Kimmy's Creations yet again. We back here. All right, bye. We back here again.
Is it a Hot Pocket or a savory Pop-Tart? One would never know, but it sure was good. So let's make the ham and cheese ones and the pepperoni and cheese ones. Dice up some ham steak to really fine cubes like this, and then shred your cheese, mozzarella, and smoked mozzarella, and cheddar and smoked cheddar. Get you some puff pastry, just a little bit, not too much. And then cut them into equal squares as possible. I say as possible because mine was not that equal. Add some marinara, some mozzarella cheese, some teeny tiny pepperonis, more cheese for glue purposes. Then brush the edges with some egg wash before you put the top layer on. Add the top layer, seal it as good as possible. I mean, seal it. Add some little crumbs, cut it up to make it nice and perfect, and poke teeny tiny holes in it to let the air out. Egg wash in the oven, 425, 15 minutes. Brush with some herb butter. You got boom. Ham and cheese and pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets. Which one is your fave? All right, back.
All right, back.
She made her own Hot Pockets.
I love her, bro. I love her.
Now
you know how much hot pockets, you know, they mean a different. We got a different level of respect for Hot Pockets, bro.
Facts.
Got us through a lot of long nights, man.
This one you're gonna like a lot, because like the best of both worlds.
Oh boy,
chopped cheese is a New York staple. I'm really, really too. Oh, this Kimmy account, I'm tripping. So first we're going to add our patties to a skillet. We're going to hit it with some adobo and some sazon. Que paso? Now we're going to flip our burgers over once they brown like Kimmy. Now we're going to chop it up, of course, because it's a chopped cheese, right? Now we're going to add our cheese. We're gonna add some mayo, some ketchup. We're gonna throw that chopped cheese on there, and then we're gonna hit it with some lettuce. And look, I ain't talking about DJ Cho's. I'm talking about Kimmy when I say the chopped cheese was thick. And you know she got a best style playing with her Duran and Kimmy sitting in the tree. Wait, what? All right, bye.
Yo, I love that, bro. That caught me off guard. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. You know, I had to throw that in there for you.
Yeah, you caught me with that. You caught me. You caught me off guard with that one.
You was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on right now?
I just kicked his body with Duran's voice. What's going on? What kind of freaking Friday shit is this?
Yeah. I was like, what's going on right now, man?
And do a little razzle dazzle for you, player pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if you're outside of New York, man, chopped cheese is like, I don't even know. It's love. Like, in the words of Los, man, it's love. A good chopped cheese is
fucking
love.
It's love. What's more love? What's more New York love? A chopped cheese or a bacon, egg, and cheese?
I'm gonna say bacon, egg, and cheese, bro. Okay.
I want to say. Let's be respectful here. One's been a staple. One is like, you know, it's been a staple, but it's, you know, one is like a bona fide since the 40s, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Peep the aesthetic here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This looking very decadent. This burger looking good too. Looking very pinkish. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You playing music? I knew your dumbass was. Let me go back and watch it again. Okay, what are we making? Salt. Some bacon, beef quesadillas. Okay, season it up proper. Some onion, Worcester. Okay, mixing up that. Oh, okay, you throwing. Oh, look at this. You saw this nigga? Let's go with this nigga. He threw that bacon in like it was a fucking quarter in a wishing well. I like that. Yeah, he made that proper.
Hey, Los, if you ain't know, I'm a quesadilla guy, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love quesadillas, man.
So you thoroughly enjoyed that then?
Yeah, I'm going to give it out of 10 out the win.
Oh, he got a bias. He's got a bias, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm biased, bro. I love quesadillas, man. Oh, man. And he just had swag with it.
Facts. All right, let's see. Let's see what we got here, man, because this one right here, this one is definitely decadent. So let's just get into it, boy. Seafood Network. Mm-hmm. Dialing back in with them. It's been a long time.
It's been a minute.
What you got for us, player? It's been a minute. Honey chipotle garlic butter salmon. What?
Oh, come on, Los.
What? Get that butter in there. That's in a skillet. Uh-huh. More butter. Minced garlic. Some honey. You doing it right. Damn. What a nice little, that looks, see, look, this is how a chef, a private chef should be cooked right now.
Right,
give me that nice little asparagus. Give me that yam, bang.
Oh,
nice little salmon. That's an 8.5.
Yeah, man. Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I'm gonna give it an 8. I'm gonna go with you, bro. 8.5.
All right, we're gonna double back with steak videos.
Why does everybody pair salmon and asparagus together?
It's just, you know, it's the vegetable. I don't know, nigga. It's just the vegetables go together. I mean, that vegetable goes with it.
I don't know, nigga.
Lettuce goes with anything. I don't know. Some people say pickles taste better cucumbers. What do you say? Some people say cucumbers taste better pickles.
Oh no, man.
Keenan?
It's what you believe in, man. Oh no, man.
Fuck it. The government's got me, man. Anywho.
Do you believe?
Peep the aesthetic, same aesthetic, right? We're going back with steak videos. Lemon chopper. Look at the score. Look at the score. That's a small lamb chop, but I see you. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a shit ton of butter. Cheese. Okay.
That's what.
That wasn't butter?
Is that cream
cheese? Yeah. No, it was cheese. It was cheese. Oh, yeah. It was butter and cheese. Yeah. Love. Love is life and life is living. Look at that motherfucker. Look at that shit. Nigga made a chip. Nigga made a chip. He made a chip on a stick. He made a chip on top of the lamb chopper.
Good chopper.
Lamb chopper. Steak on the lamb choppers.
Bro, what flow is that from? Is that 21?
That's Project Pat.
Yes, I'm tripping. What am I talking about? Lamb chopper.
God. a steak eye? Yeah. I heard this is different than a ribeye. We're gonna see what they're hitting for.
Mm-mm-mm.
Peep the aesthetic. They doing some kind of alchemy to this steak over here.
They getting surgical.
This is a super soldier on this. It's a serum. Base that nigga in some serums. I feel bad for that steak.
Damn, what's going on?
Okay, we making steak eyes. Nice little seasoning. Mm-hmm. Look like big ass oxtails. Oh, perfect symmetrical. He tied them. He had to tie them. A lot of butter. Butter and garlic. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what you do? You know what you're gonna do? That rosemary, What you gonna do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Or that salt, or that red wine. Mm-hmm. I think that's indirect heat too. Because he didn't have it on the fire itself. I think the fire is in front.
Presentation out of this world, bro. Look,
nine 9.2.
Whatever you say, I say, bro. I can't
9.2 because cooked fucking perfectly.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
It was just steak and potatoes. Very simple, but a lot of detail went into that steak. Look at that sauce right there. Right. That shit right there. Look at that shit. And look, you see, first of all, you see what kind of knife he's cutting with a different knife.
Right. That's a man's man.
Yeah, he crafted that knife himself.
Yo, bro. That's the meal of an alpha male.
That's the meal of a breadwinner.
Yo,
that's the dinner of a blue collar man that works with his hands, a laborer who earns his food.
Yo, bro, I feel like that need to be the voiceover for that video. That meal really is what a man wanna. If you have a man working out. You working all day? That's what you want to come home to, bro.
You know what I mean? You come home to a nice hearty meats and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? The protein and the starch. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need to survive. Proteins and starch. Fuck all that green shit. Proteins and starch. I'm a laborer.
Straight to the toilet.
I'm a laborer.
I'm a laborer. Oh, my God, bro.
Work with my hands. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Work with my hands. That's real. I need a steak.
Yo. Oh, my God, bro. All
right, we're going to see what's going on with my man, Chef Keish. How do you say your name, brother? Oh, Keyshawn. So I guess Kesh, whatever. Keish. Chef Keish. I don't know. Keyshawn, you showing your name to Keish? That sound kind of... I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man.
I don't know.
Edit.
I like it, though. I'm liking it. Okay. Pouring that thing up. Mm. Some honey. Minced garlic. Okay, you going in the ninja. Mm-hmm. Doing it right, boy. Oh, Danos.
You know the Danos. Danos
shit on. Is crazy.
Yeah, bro. I got to find some Danos.
You don't have to slip that bitch like that. Red onion. Nice. Quesadilla cheese. Oh, no, you're not.
Come on.
Ooh, you're doing it proper. You're doing it proper.
Oh.
Ross. Oh, this nigga's nasty. He's nasty.
Ooh.
Why do I look like sex?
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
10 out of 10, come again?
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Yeah, man. That was fire.
Proper.
The show stopper. Real
proper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. After a long night of tequila shots.
Facts.
Those would be lovely. Oh, man.
Mm-mm-mm. Let me see what else we got here. Oh shit. Let me sim this shit down to a couple, to like maybe five or six left. We wind it down on the sour hour. Nah, you ain't gonna make the cut like looking like that. You ain't making a cut looking like that, player pimp. I'll tell you that right now.
It's levels, man. It's levels.
I think we didn't. Yeah, we gonna rock out with this one. Then we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Top six. Not top six, but last six here. Let's see what we got here for the player. For the players and playettes. All right.
For the hoochies.
Whoa, I ain't say all that now.
My bad. That was Poncho.
Look at the aesthetic here. We got this is just too much cheese for me. But yeah, anywho.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you playing music? I can't get with you. Nashville hot honey chicken sandwiches. Nashville just hot chicken sandwich, sorry. Okay, nice. Seasoning your flour, people. Very important. I need to get one of them automatic grinders with the salt and shit. That shit. Oh
man.
What are you doing with that onion? Are we frying them again?
Oh no. Shout out to Nashville. Oh.
Are you calling that like that? Or are you just gonna quote that thing like, oh, you toast the bun?
Come on, man.
You done did it
with the pickles?
Oh. Okay. And you know what? I could get down with that bun.
Me too. Me
that
too.
Looks like a whole grain. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Looks very absorbent. Nice toast, nice crunch. I give it an 8, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it an 8.4.
Okay.
Yeah, that bun is not too much bread. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna see this one. Let's check this one out. We turn it upward still, so let's just see what we got.
Okay.
PSA, man. Don't call me for the best prices.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Do not call me for the best prices. I don't have the best prices. I got the best work in the city.
Okay.
Okay,
don't you think I'm the cheapest. Don't call me because you know me. You think I'm going to work with you the most because I'm not. Mm-hmm. Swear to God.
Man, what kind of stew?
I don't have the best price. I don't have the best price.
Season
I do negotiate.
Pan.
I do negotiate.
Season I, in I, the
I,
pan.
I, you know, I mm-hmm. do look out. I do help out. Do not call me for the best price.
Don't call me.
If you got other estimates, get your other estimates first. Get your other estimates, and if you like how they go, go with them. But if you need the best work, then reach out to me. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
PSA, man. Don't call me for the best prices.
Boy. Beef stew proper. Very tender.
Yeah.
8.7.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a 9, man. And I like how he was talking heavy. I do not do this for free.
Nah, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't. He was making that quite known.
Yeah, man. He was like, I gotta make this clear, get my point across.
Yeah, this niggas put some respect on my name. Nah, ain't no problem. Ain't no issue. Cause if an issue, I'll make you feel me.
He said that would make you feel me. I ain't gonna say it no more. Yeah, bro.
All right. Peep the aesthetic here. We got a good aesthetic. This is bussing right here. This is a Friday night meal, but this is a Friday night meal when I eat it Friday night. Don't fucking wake me up Saturday morning because I'm still have the itis from last night's meal.
Right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just let me sleep. Just let me sleep that shit off. Wake me up around like 11 if I don't get up. That's one of them shits. Maybe like six tenders though. I might be out for six.
Yeah, six. Yeah. You might can do three.
Yeah. Let's see this. Making some lobster tails. Okay. Washing them up. Proper. What's she just dropping there? What's she just dropping there?
Hold on. Can we bring that back to the top? Hold on.
Yeah, what she just, you saw that? What did she just drop in there?
Yeah.
Ghetto gourmet for the win. Mm-hmm. I hope that wasn't one of them little adobo sazon packets, maybe. Oh, it was just sugar, brown sugar.
Oh, okay. I thought she was cheating us, man.
Nah. She doing her thing. Nice coating. Okay. Nice little garlic. I see the garlic from here. Okay. More some brown sugar. Okay. Chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
Mixing that up. Season that thing proper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see the color.
Oh, baby girl.
Oh, the ramen?
Not the hood ramen. The ghetto gourmet for real. If this shit screams, I just got my EBT card. I'm gonna give you a 7 on a plate, but I'm gonna give you a 2 on life.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's like a Lambo in front of the trap house. Like
That's like a BBL. That's like BBL and coming back and living in the Bronx. Oh,
yeah. Oh, man. You coming back to the projects with the BBL? Oh, nah. Yeah.
It's not nice.
Nah. Let's see what we got here. We got the final tree.
Okay.
And you know, my man, this guy's a very seasoned guy here on the show.
Okay.
This man has been on the show several times. I respect him. Utmost respect for him. I'm going to continue to have the utmost respect for him.
Forever.
This shit right here, peep the aesthetic. This nigga's a professional. Alright? Mm-hmm. I think you need to respect him as well. Grill Nation.
Barbecue lovers,
look at the score.
We're going to score the fat side of it. Hit it with some pepper and salt. All sides. Smoker at 250. In the meantime, we're gonna smoking roast on garlic. Get that prep with some avocado oil and salt,
see,
and then
see what doing that garlic. That's genius work.
Mayo, Worcestershire sauce, some lemon juice.
Look at that thing salt. Coming right out.
And then that roasted
little cherry bomb
ready. You're gonna squeeze that in there, mix it until roasted it's garlic. Nice, smooth.
And guess where that's going?
Remove the pork belly at 195, and then cut it up and fry that baby on a skillet. Getting our steak ready with just some salt. That's high quality. Hitting it on direct searing for about 4 minutes per side.
Beautiful.
And about 122, 124.
Oh my gosh.
Then slice it up. Roast the garlic, arugula, the steak, the fried pork belly, provolone cheese.
Don't
break
do
out
it.
Your torch.
Oh, I knew it.
Preference, and then fried shallots on top of that with some sunny side eggs. Let me tell you, this thing was absolutely money. And I hope you guys enjoyed watching it. Let's make a barbecue lovers sandwich. That's pork belly. We're going to score the fat side of it. Hit it with some pepper and salt.
He went off.
Smoker at 250. In the meantime, we're going to roast garlic. Get that prep with some avocado oil and salt. And then place
this is the key part right here. That roasted garlic is genius.
Mayo, Worcestershire sauce, some lemon juice, cayenne, salt. And then that roasted garlic when it's ready. You're going to squeeze that in there. Mix it until it's nice, smooth consistency. Remove the pork belly at 195 and then cut it up and fry that baby on a skillet. Getting our steak ready with just some salt because it's high quality. Hitting it on direct searing for about 4 minutes per side. Removing it about 122, 124. Then slicing it up. Roasted garlic, arugula, the steak, the fried pork belly, provolone cheese. Break out your torch or a broiler. boiler, your preference, and then fried shallots on top of that with some sunny side eggs.
Bro,
let me tell you, this thing was bro, absolutely
the
money.
Eggs is overkill. Oh, the shallots overkill. And the eggs just, overkill. Overkill. Bro, don't need it.
He got to relax.
But let me tell you something. It makes it a hell of a lot better.
Did you see when he cut it, how the yolk just came right? Oh, man.
He did it right.
That's a 10.
We're going back with the best of both worlds, man. Let's tap back in with the queen. Last two, man. Last two of the season.
Oh, this is very important. Bittersweet, man.
Very bittersweet. This is the last two reviews of the season.
It's been a good time, man. Damn,
crazy.
Let's go.
So, yeah, I have to see it. Need to see it, and we will see it. It's been a pleasure so far.
Yeah,
it's been an honor, my brother. Let's just see what we got these last two.
Let's go.
Let's get amped, strong, baby. Man. Get amped.
Finish your breakfast, man.
We got Kimmy's Creations. We back with her. Come on, Queen Kimmy. All right, bye.
Honey Chipotle fried shrimp. That's just a big dog shrimp. Add buttermilk, hot sauce, and your favorite seasonings. And then put them in some seasoned flour. 375 hot oil for 5 minutes. And you see them brown like me. And for the sauce, 1 can of Chipotle pepper, some chicken broth. Blend that smooth and then strain it. Then get some butter in a pan. Add your sauce. Add some garlic powder, a little bit of salt. I said a little bit. And a whole bunch of honey. Cook it down for 2 minutes. Add it to the shrimp and you got boom. Honey Chipotle big dog shrimp. And yeah, they were that good. All right, bye. Honey Chipotle fried shrimp.
I just love her, bro. I can't say anything bad, man. Kimmy is just. That was beautiful.
That was some big ass shrimps.
those prawns, bro. Like, no.
Facts. Jesus.
Yeah, Kimmy.
And you know, it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right if we didn't end it off here.
I got a feeling where we going.
You'd be right, sir.
Yeah,
the Bevologist.
Yeah, man.
Look at this shit. The KFC mash bowl. Get my seasoned the potatoes, cut up them chicken, some salt, paprika, white pepper. Mix them things up. Oh, with the hands. Okay, patting them. Season back. That's a hood technique.
That's.
Look at that thing. Hollowed out the potato, mashed potatoes with the butter, seasoning in there, corn, cheese. Mix it all up. Put that back in there with the chicken. Glaze that thing.
Let's go.
And he got a Bev stop. Bev, fucking stop playing.
Don't play. Don't fuck around, man.
It's been a fucking honor. A pleasure, a privilege, man. Sour Hour, your gourmet, munchy food review show.
Right.
It's been fucking incredible, man. Can't wait y'all to see it. Reason why I'm talking this slow is because I'm fucking smacked. But I love y'all, man. You've been a guest, man. You've been an excellent co-host all season. Yeah, I mean, we gotta get you on contract for season two, man. So we gotta get that in the works. But fucking excellent, man. I fucking love it. And yeah, man. Sour Hour. If you got that fire, then fire it up.
Stay smoking, baby.
Yay.